Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Twenty-three after the hour on the friendly Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, Kara Schillen, and Laura Branigan with a number five song from this week in 1982. Oh, yeah. Crank it up, Ken, huh?
You're always on the run now.
2 points for me.
Running after somebody.
All right, the story behind the story here is normally in this portion of every hour we have a musical focus. Mostly it's pop music because that's what I like. And so Kenny lines up the top five songs from this particular week in a particular year. The song Glorious is... This lady had terrific... Listen to her pipes. Crank this up.
Don't you think about it?
And yet she didn't enjoy... What was it? 4 or 5 years of hits and success, Kenny. And then she seemed to disappear.
If that.
Yeah, maybe not. She and Taylor Dane had a similar story. And they had similar voices, as I recall.
Although I think Taylor Dane actually had a little more longevity, if I'm mistaken. I think she had a few hits.
Yeah. Anyway. So a number five tune, anyway, 1982 this week was Laura Branigan's Glory. And number four belonged to Don Henley, Without the Eagles.
I make my living on the evening news.
Yeah.
Just give me something, something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry, the evening news. I make my living off the morning news. There's plenty of dirty laundry, though. Just the same. All right, so that was number four during this week in 1982. Number three was a combo the last time these guys sang or talked to each other. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney.
Girl is mine.
Girl is mine. Great song.
Love it.
The doggone girl is
mine. As I recall, Kenny, in my own music or reflection, this song stayed at number one for 3 or 4 weeks. Very, it is a great story and song. And two of them sounded great together.
The doggone girl is mine.
One of the biggest hits of the year that year.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that. Well,
shortly after that, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog from Sony Music, and as the end of that friendship, because McCartney wanted to buy it, and Jackson said, "No, I think I'll buy it instead." Okay, this is the one that I didn't get, and Jennifer took me to task for not knowing who Tony Basile was.
Basil.
That's it.
Good Lord.
Basil. Where'd she come from? Is she a Mickey Mouser or something?
No, this is like a song from the 80s.
I got it. It's a song from the 80s. Number two this week, 1982.
Yeah, come on.
So what else did she have that was a pop hit?
This.
Nothing. This was it. And she was so smart. She kept the money, bought a house, took care of her family. Lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Good for her. All right, that's
Wonder
good
Gone Right.
So why do you suppose I don't know anything about her? I'm usually pretty up on.
I am so surprised. This is so up your alley, too. This is like a Doug Steffen song if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Annoying.
It's kind of like a... What'd you say?
Nothing.
Come on, you took a shot at me.
No, I did not.
Kara, what did she say? She said something about me.
Kara didn't hear anything.
Yes,
I'm not being dragged under the bus for this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thanks. All right, that's what I like, is support from my staff. The number one song this week in 1982, Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall, John Oates. I met this person.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Oh, those all of us have at one point in time or another. Kenny, you probably met somebody like this, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Travels. All right. So that takes care of our top five list. Thank you. We have to get it right. This program is built, our reputation is built on getting it right. Get all of everything right. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Getting into motorcycling is a lot like when a 16-year-old obtains the first driver's license.
Change of life, something to do.
Except getting into driving is nowhere near as intense as hopping on a motorcycle.
Game of lifestyle.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, your motorcycle experience.
I rode the club for about 10 years. The Brotherhood, can't beat it. Nothing like it.
Big club.
Lost Souls up in Kentucky. We were small, but we were a full rocker, you know, full flats.
The best part.
The Brotherhood, definitely the Brotherhood. Change of life, something to do.
American Biker Minute.
Became a lifestyle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.